Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're diving into a topic today that a lot of you have been asking about: the recyclability of injection molded plastics. We've been doing a ton of research, digging through articles and reports. I bet you're thinking about those everyday plastics like water bottles and food containers.
Yeah, those are the usual suspects.
Right, but the really cool stuff is how some industries are using recycled plastics in ways you wouldn't even imagine.
It's pretty amazing how far the technology has come.
So let's break it down, starting with those common plastics like polyethylene or PE.
PE is a big one.
And polypropylene or PP. And then there's aquanitrile butadiene styrene copolymer.
Now that's a mouthful.
It is, ABS for short. These plastics are everywhere, from packaging to even car parts. And the great thing is they're all recyclable.
Exactly. They can be transformed into a whole new range of products. It's a really exciting field.
Okay, so I get that they can be recycled, but how does that actually happen? Like turning a plastic bottle into something completely different? Well, it's a multi-step process. And sorting is the crucial first step. Think about it. Mountains of plastic arrive at a recycling facility.
It's overwhelming to even imagine.
Yeah, it's bottles, containers, packaging, all mixed up. The challenge is to separate them, not just by type, but by the specific resin.
Resin?
Yeah, and even by color.
Wow, so it's not as simple as chucking it all in the recycling bin.
No, definitely not. Advanced sorting techniques like near-infrared sensors are used to make sure each type ends up in the right place. It's super important for maintaining the quality of the recycled product.
Got it. So the sorting is all about precision. What happens after that?
Next, the sorted plastic gets shredded.
Yeah.
Like really broken down into small pieces.
I see.
This increases the surface area, makes the washing process more effective. All those little plastic pieces get a deep clean.
So you're getting rid of all those labels and adhesives, any dirt or anything left inside.
Exactly. Now you've got these clean plastic pieces and you're ready for the next stage, which is where the real transformation happens.
Okay, the moment of truth.
The clean plastic is carefully melted at precise temperatures. And this is where things get a bit more complex because, well, you see, each plastic type needs a specific melting point.
So you can't just melt everything together in one big pot.
Nope. Different plastics, different melting points. Think of it like cooking. You wouldn't bake a cake at the same temperature as you'd roast a chicken.
That's a great analogy. So no one-size-fits-all approach.
Right. Maintaining the right temperature is key to making sure the plastic doesn't degrade. Once it's melted, the plastic is then extruded. Imagine pushing dough through a pasta maker.
I'm picturing it.
That's basically what's happening. The molten plastic is forced through a shaped opening. It creates these long strands, and then they're cooled and cut into these little pellets.
So we've gone from a huge mess of plastic to neat little pellets ready for a new life.
Precisely. Those pellets are then sold to manufacturers who use them to create a whole new generation of goods. And by using these recycled pellets, it reduces the demand for virgin plastics.
So it's like closing the loop, a true second life for those plastics. But let's talk about the bigger picture. Why should we care about recycling these injection molded plastics? What are the real benefits?
The benefits are huge. It impacts the environment, the economy, even society as a whole. Let's start with the environmental impact. Making new plastic from scratch uses up a lot of resources, yeah. Mostly fossil fuels like oil.
And those are finite resources.
Right. By using recycled plastic, we drastically reduce the need to extract more oil, making us less dependent on it.
So we're conserving those valuable resources. What about pollution? Does recycling have a role to play there?
A big one. Recycling is crucial for minimizing pollution. By keeping plastic out of landfills, we reduce the amount of harmful greenhouse gases released.
Because landfills are a major source of those emissions.
Right.
Exactly.
And we know those gases contribute to climate change. So recycling actually helps mitigate that environmental impact.
So there's a direct link between recycling and fighting climate change.
There is.
Yeah.
And it's not just about emissions. Keeping plastic out of landfills also means less of it ends up in our oceans, which is a huge win for marine life.
That's fantastic. Saving resources, reducing pollution, protecting our oceans. Are there any economic benefits we should consider?
Oh, for sure. For manufacturers, using recycled plastic is often cheaper than starting from scratch with virgin materials. They're saving on energy costs, production time, all because the raw material is essentially pre-processed.
So it's a win-win for the environment and for businesses.
Absolutely. Sustainability and profitability can go hand in hand. And let's not forget about the jobs created within the recycling industry itself. Collecting, sorting, processing, selling, it all contributes to the economy.
It's amazing how recycling creates this ripple effect of positive impact. You mentioned something earlier, a circular economy. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so a circular economy is all about eliminating waste and keeping resources in use for as long as possible. It's like a system where products are designed to be easily disassembled and recycled, where materials are constantly flowing in a loop instead of ending up in a landfill.
I love that idea. But how do our choices as consumers play into this bigger vision of a circular economy?
Well, every time you buy a product made with recycled plastic, you're supporting that circular economy. You're essentially saying to companies, hey, I care about sustainability. I want to see more of this. Your choices have a ripple effect.
So we really do have the power to influence change with the choices we make. But let's face it, recycling isn't perfect. It has its challenges. What are some of the roadblocks we face in recycling these injection molded plastics?
One of the biggest challenges is contamination. Remember all those additives in plastic? Dyes, stabilizers, fillers. If those aren't removed properly, they can mess with the quality of the recycled product.
So it's not just about separating different types of plastic, it's also about dealing with these hidden contaminants.
Exactly. Recycling facilities have to be incredibly thorough in their sorting and cleaning processes.
It sounds like a delicate balance. Any other challenges that come to mind?
Well, there's also the issue of, just the sheer variety of plastic types used in injection molding.
Right. Each type has its own quirks.
Yeah, its unique properties and melting point. This can make the whole recycling process a bit more tricky and sometimes more expensive.
I can imagine that adds a lot of complexity to the process.
It does. And then there's the economic factor. The price of oil, it fluctuates. And when it's low, it can actually be cheaper to produce new plastic than to recycle existing materials.
That's a tough pill to swallow when we know how beneficial recycling is.
I know, but we shouldn't get discouraged. There's a lot of innovation happening in the field, and new technologies are emerging that might be able to overcome these cost barriers.
That's good to hear. So it sounds like technology might hold the key to a more sustainable future for plastic.
It very well could. Plus, we're seeing more government support for recycling initiatives, and consumers are demanding more products made with recycled content. It's all coming together to create a more favorable environment for plastic recycling.
I love hearing that. So it sounds like the future of plastic recycling is heading in a good direction. Now, I'm really curious about those industries that are leading the charge in using recycled plastics. Are there any that really stand out?
Oh, definitely. The packaging industry is a big one. You've probably seen all those made with recycled PET labels on water bottles and food containers.
I have. It seems like recycled plastic is popping up everywhere these days. What other industries are jumping on this trend?
The automotive sector is really embracing it. They're using recycled PP and ABS in car parts like bumpers, dashboards, even some interior panels.
So my car could actually have parts made from recycled milk jugs or old computer parts.
It's possible. And it's not just a trend. It makes sense. Using recycled materials in cars reduces their weight, which means better fuel efficiency. It's good for the environment and good for the consumer's wallet.
So it's not just about feeling good, it's about tangible benefits. What other industries are finding innovative uses for recycled plastics?
Another one that's seeing a lot of growth is the construction and building industry.
Really? I never would have guessed that.
It's becoming increasingly common. Recycled plastics are being used in insulation, piping, decking, fencing, even roofing tiles.
Wow, so recycled plastics are literally helping to build the world around us.
They are. Recycled PVC, for example, is a popular choice for piping and window frames because it's durable and weather resistant.
That's fascinating. It seems like we're finally recognizing the performance capabilities of recycled materials.
Definitely. And with that, the stigma is starting to fade away.
Are there any other surprising applications for recycled plastics? Any I might not expect.
How about fashion?
No way. Clothes made from recycled plastic.
You'd be surprised how common it's becoming. Some clothing companies are now using recycled polyester, often made from recycled bottles.
So the bottles I put in my recycling bin could end up on a fashion runway someday.
It's entirely possible. This trend is being driven by a growing demand for sustainable and ethical fashion choices. Consumers are becoming more aware of the environmental impact of the fashion industry, and they're seeking out brands that are making responsible choices.
That's great to hear. What about consumer electronics? Are they using recycled plastic in those?
You bet. Many electronics manufacturers are incorporating recycled plastics into their products, especially for things like casings, housings, and some internal components.
So my phone or laptop could actually have recycled plastics inside?
It's quite likely. This is driven by a few things. corporate sustainability commitments, government regulations, and of course, consumer demand.
It sounds like a perfect storm of positive forces coming together. Looking ahead, are there any emerging trends or innovations you're particularly excited about in the world of recycled plastics?
One of the most promising areas is chemical recycling. This technology allows us to break down plastics at a molecular level, essentially reverting them back to their original building blocks.
So it's like giving those plastics a total makeover.
Exactly. This process helps us overcome some of the limitations of traditional mechanical recycling, like dealing with degradation and contamination. Chemical recycling allows us to create high-quality recycled plastics that are almost identical to virgin materials.
Wow, that sounds game-changing. How do you think this could impact the way we manage plastic waste in the future?
It has the potential to completely revolutionize it. We can recycle a much wider range of plastics, including those that are currently really difficult or impossible to recycle using conventional methods.
So we're talking about unlocking a whole new level of recycling potential.
Precisely. Chemical recycling could be the key to achieving a true circular economy for plastics.
That's a really exciting prospect. But let's bring it back to the present for a moment. What can our listeners do right now to support the growth of plastic recycling and contribute to this more sustainable future?
First and foremost, make sure you're recycling properly. That means knowing what can and can't be recycled in your area and sorting your plastics correctly.
It seems like such a simple thing, but it makes a huge difference. What else can we do?
Support companies and brands that are using recycled materials in their products. Look for those made with recycled content labels and choose those options whenever possible.
It's about putting our money where our mouth is.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to speak up. Advocate for stronger recycling policies in your community and support organizations that are working to advance recycling technologies.
So it's about individual action, but also about collective action to create real change.
Absolutely. By working together, we can speed up the transition to a more sustainable future for plastics.
It's inspiring to think about the progress that's been made in the world of recycled plastics. We've covered so much ground today, from understanding the recycling process to the amazing ways these materials are being used.
It's been great to share this information with you and your listeners. It's encouraging to see so much interest in plastic recycling.
Now that we have a good grasp of the process and its impact, let's move on to some specific examples of how recycled plastics are being used in different industries. Get ready for some surprises. All right, so we know how it works, we know why it matters. But what about those surprising uses you mentioned? I'm ready to hear about where these recycled plastics are actually ending up.
One industry that's really making waves with recycled plastics is the automotive industry.
Really? Cars?
Yeah, a lot of car parts are now made with recycled materials.
Like what? What kind of parts?
Bumpers, dashboards, interior trim, even some under-the-hood components. Car manufacturers are using recycled polypropylene and ABS more and more because they're durable, they perform well, and they help reduce the reliance on brand new plastic.
So my car could be made in part from recycled milk jugs or old computers. That's wild.
It's true, and it's a trend that's gaining momentum. Using recycled materials in cars aligns with those sustainability goals. Plus, it helps lighten the vehicles, which means better fuel efficiency. It's a win for the environment and the consumer.
So it's not just about greenwashing. It's about real, tangible benefits. What other industries are doing cool things with recycled plastics?
Another area that's seeing a boom is construction and building.
You're kidding, right?
Nope. It's becoming much more common than you might think. Recycled plastics are being used for insulation piping, decking, fencing, roofing tiles, even some structural components.
Wow, recycled plastics are helping to build the world around us.
Exactly. Take recycled PVC, for example. It's a popular choice for piping and window frames because it's so durable and it holds up well against the elements.
That's amazing. It seems like we're finally starting to overcome that stigma that recycled materials aren't as good.
I think so. As we learn more about their capabilities and see how well they perform, the stigma fades away.
Definitely. Are there any other surprising ways recycled plastics are being used? Anything that would really shock our listeners?
What if I told you they're being used in fashion?
Wait, what? Like clothes made from plastic bottles?
You'd be surprised. Quite a few clothing companies are using recycled polyester, which is often made from, you guessed it, recycled plastic bottles. They're using it for athletic wear and even high fashion garments.
So those plastic bottles I put in the recycling bin could end up as a fancy dress on a runway someday.
It's not impossible. Consumers are demanding more sustainable fashion choices. They're thinking about the environmental impact and looking for brands that are using recycled materials and manufacturing responsibly.
I love that. It's amazing how consumer demand can drive positive change. Any other industries that are using recycled plastics in unexpected ways?
A lot of people don't realize that consumer electronics are using them too. Lots of electronics manufacturers are incorporating recycled plastics into their products, especially for casings, housings, and even some internal components.
So my phone or laptop could have recycled plastic inside?
There's a good chance. It's a combination of factors. Companies want to be more sustainable, governments are pushing for it, and of course, consumers are demanding it.
Sounds like the perfect recipe for progress. Looking ahead, what are you most excited about in the world of recycled plastics? What innovations or trends are on the horizon?
I think chemical recycling has huge potential.
Mm-hmm.
This is a technology that breaks down plastics at the molecular level, basically taking them back to their core building blocks.
So you're giving those plastics a second chance, a brand new start.
Exactly. This process helps us get around some of the limitations of traditional mechanical recycling, like dealing with degradation and contamination. Chemical recycling produces high-quality recycled plastics that are very close to virgin materials.
That's amazing. How do you see chemical recycling impacting the future of plastic waste management?
I think it could completely change the game. We could potentially recycle so many more types of plastics, including those that are really hard to recycle, using the methods we have now.
So it's like opening up a whole new world of recycling possibilities.
Exactly. Chemical recycling could be the key to making that circular economy for plastics a reality.
It's an incredible vision for the future. But let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. What can our listeners do to support the growth of plastic recycling and be part of this more sustainable future?
The most important thing is to recycle properly. Know what can and can't be recycled where you live, and make sure you're sorting your plastics correctly. It seems simple, but it has a huge impact.
It's one of those little things that can make a big difference when we all do it. What else can listeners do?
Support companies that are choosing to use recycled materials. Look for those labels that say made with recycled content and choose those products whenever you can.
It's about putting our money where our values are.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of your voice. Push for stronger recycling policies in your community and support those organizations that are working hard to improve recycling technologies.
So it's a combination of individual actions and collective effort that's needed.
Absolutely. If we work together, we can really accelerate the transition to a more sustainable future for plastics.
I think this deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening. We've learned so much about the process of recycling, the impact it has, and all the amazing ways recycled plastics are being used. It feels like there's so much more potential out there with these materials.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much more to explore in this field. That's what makes it so exciting to be a part of. Things are changing so fast, and who knows what kind of incredible uses we'll be talking about in a few years.
I can already picture houses built entirely from recycled plastics, maybe even whole cities. That's getting a little ahead of ourselves. But I do think it's important to acknowledge that even with all the advancements we've made, there's still a long way to go.
For sure. We can't get complacent. There's still a lot of work to do, especially when it comes to infrastructure, education, and changing consumer behavior.
So it's not just about coming up with new technologies. It's also about building a culture of recycling and responsible consumption.
Right. We have to move away from that throwaway mentality and really embrace a more circular approach to how we use and reuse materials.
Mm-hmm. This goes beyond just tossing stuff in the recycling bin. It's about rethinking the entire life cycle of a product.
Exactly. From the design and manufacturing process, all the way to how it's consumed and ultimately disposed of, we have to consider the end game. Can this product be easily taken apart and recycled? Can the different parts be reused or repurposed? We should be asking those questions from the beginning.
That's a whole new way of thinking about the things we use every day.
It is, but it's a necessary shift if we want to create a truly sustainable future. We need to move beyond just managing waste. We need to figure out how to eliminate it.
That's a bold vision, but it doesn't seem impossible when you look at all the progress that's been made with recycled plastics already.
I agree. It wasn't that long ago that the idea of using recycled plastics for high-performance applications would have sounded crazy. Now it's becoming the standard.
It shows you what we can do when we put our minds to it.
It definitely does, and it makes me hopeful that we can find solutions to even bigger challenges, like dealing with all the plastic in our oceans and the fact that we're using up our natural resources.
I'm optimistic, too. It's clear that recycled plastics have a really important role to play in creating a more sustainable future. It's not just about the materials themselves, it's about the collective effort. It's scientists, engineers, designers, manufacturers, policymakers, and consumers all working together.
That's what's so great about this. It's not just one solution. It's a change in our mindset. It's about recognizing that waste is a problem with how we design things, not just an inevitable outcome.
It's about seeing the potential in what we used to throw away and understanding that the future of plastic isn't about disposal, it's about transformation.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, a huge thank you for sharing your expertise with us today. This has been an amazing conversation.
It's been my pleasure. I'm glad we could dive into these topics and think about what a more sustainable future could look like.
And to all of you listening out there, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and inspired you to rethink how you see the plastics you encounter every single day. Remember, every choice you make matters. From the things you buy to how you get rid of them, your actions can make a difference. By supporting innovation, choosing businesses that are making responsible choices, and advocating for a circular economy, we can create a future where plastics are seen as valuable resources, not just trash.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep recycling.
That's it for this episode of The Deep Dive. We'll be back soon with another fascinating topic, ready to explore and uncover even more insights. Until then, keep those minds curious and keep diving deep.